I'm Matabelo Moloi. There is a strong police presence outside the Pietermaritzburg High Court ahead of the fraud and corruption trial of former President Jacob Zuma today. Zuma and French arms company Thales are facing fraud, corruption, racketeering and money laundering charges in connection with the 1999 multi-billion rand arms deal. Zuma supporter Bishop Vusi Dube.
But what is important is that the people who are going to be coming here are going to be led religiously. Our program is a religious program. We are going to be making sure that people are coming here and they are orderly and they don't do these things of putting dirty linen of the ANC in front of the people and in front of the world.
Meanwhile, legal expert Dr. Mkuseli Vimba says it is unlikely that a ruling on former President Jacob Zuma's special plea will be handed down today. The Pietermaritzburg High Court is expected to hear the former president's special plea calling for the recusal of state prosecutor Billy Downer. Vimba says the outcome of this application is likely to delay the start of the trial.
If he's going to appeal whatever decision that comes out of the Pietermaritzburg High Court, then this matter may take almost a year to get to the trial stage where by the same advocate Billy Downer or a new prosecutor who in this case may need more time as well if Billy Downer is excused in the case.
ANC Deputy Secretary General Jesse Duarte says it is unprecedented that a senior member of the organization like suspended Secretary General Ace Magashule will refuse to abide by party rules. This follows Magashule's refusal to step aside in keeping with the rules, which says members must temporarily step down pending the finalization of their cases. She says that in the past, some senior party members, including Sbu Ndebele and Paulo Jordan, also stepped aside when there were charges leveled against them.
Sbu Ndebele, ambassador to Australia, was accused of some tender issue, stepped aside from the NEC immediately, came home from Australia. Didn't have to be asked. When the trial was over and his name was cleared, he went back to Durko and said, can I get my job back? And they gave him his job back. Paulo Jordan, he was accused of something. He chose not to embarrass the ANC. He stepped